Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, there are a lot of things out there putting us human at risk, right? We got pollutions. We got wars. We got terrorists, you know, natural disasters. But right now, one of the biggest threats to us as human beings are, get ready, you guys, ready? Our smartphones. Apparently there was a study saying those of us that have smartphones are at the biggest health risk. Now, I was on Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning today on KBC talking about this. And, of course, we're all, like, scared and biting our nails. Like, oh, my gosh, what's happening to us? Apparently, German researchers studying the effects of people taking their work home with them at night or on weekends found that these workers were plagued. And that is the word being used, the term being used, plagued by a host of issues. Cardiovascular problems, insomnia, headaches, muscular issues, fatigue, anxiety, and stomach problems. This was published in the journal Chronobiology International. I know, don't break down the magazine stand trying to get this one. Examining 57,000 people, more than half of whom worked past normal hours, largely driven by access to smartphones and computer tablets. You guys are killing each other with your tablets and your smartphones. You thought you had to worry about guns and knives. No, these things are very, very, very dangerous and assaulting. So what does that mean? What do the Germans want us to do? They want us to put our weapons down. All right? Okay. Put our weapons down. Here's the thing. Okay? I'm a doctor. There's no way. There is no way I can turn it off when I get off work. And can I just say, for those of you that don't turn it off, you know, can I though commend you on your work ethic? We don't see a lot of you guys out there anymore. I know according to this, there's 57,000 of you doing this in this one study. But, you know, I can't tell you how many people I see leave and just not care. You know, I see people peel out of the hospital. You know, that always bothered me when I would see people just peel out of the hospital. So you have patients walking into the medical building or walking into the hospital, dodging your car for their life because you are done with your shift. Don't do that. Okay? You're supposed to care both on and off. This is why a lot of doctors go, you know, I'd like to live on the other side of town from where I practice because people will see, you know, what I buy at the grocery store. They'll see how I giggle when I go out to dinner with friends, things like that. I mean, people expect you to always be, especially for a doctor, medical. You know, I can't stand running into patients at Sam's Club. I love the patients, but then they take a look at my cart. They always take a look at my cart. You know, so I got the supersize, you know, feminine products. I got the supersize box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I love that cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I have, you know, waters and fruits, but then, you know, I have the cakes and the goodies and things like that. Usually I go to Sam's Club before a party. So I have all this junk food because a lot of times what we'll do is we'll take out a hotel room, let all the kids go crazy with junk food, watch movies, etc., take them down to the pool, take them, you know, walk around on the strip area, whatever, let them go back to sleep, eat junk food all night, and boom, it's a party. They're done. They're all in one place. They're safe. They don't wreck my house. So I go to Sam's Club to get all the food, and then I bring it into the hotel room. And it really saves money, but then everybody gets to see what's in there. Going, really, Dahlia? You know, you need that many ho-hos? No, I don't need that many ho-hos. I'm stocking up for a party. You're like, yeah, right. So people expect you to, especially me as a doctor, to be doctorly, okay? Now, you know, so I have trouble yelling at my kids. in public. You dumb, what the, that you do, they, I can't do that in public, no. As in, oh, little boy, can you not do that? That's a very good boy. You know, I do that, but that's not the way I talk to my kids. I know. You know, okay, so, you guys taking your smartphones home, taking your iPads home, you're going home and you're working. Why would that be causing cardiovascular issues? Why would that be causing stomach problems? Why? So, what I think it is, like, I take all my work home. I'm running around the office, and then I come home, and I am glued to my computer, doing reports, doing all the stuff I have to do. Am I running around playing with the dog? Am I wrestling around with the kids? No, I'm working. All right? Well, when you sit, the longer that you sit, the more you're at risk for cancer, etc. Yeah, I try to get a workout in and things like that. But I'm tired at night, but I'm killing two birds with one stone because I don't have enough time in the day to do my work. You guys are doing that too, you know? You guys also. And so my problem with that is I don't think your smartphone is causing heart disease. I know my smartphone causes headaches. I'm still stuck on level 290 with Candy Crush. This is ridiculous. And if I play and it's kind of dark, my surroundings, my eyes start to hurt when I play Candy Crush. So, and then I get a headache. And you have trouble sleeping. So I think our smartphones that are kind of lighting up, even if you put it on vibrate, lighting up or making sounds throughout the night wakes you up. I think the fact that you're always looking and you're always anticipating some sort of a message or text, you know, when is the right time to anticipate? You know, I want to know if somebody's going to show up to work tomorrow, so I text them. Okay, I'm hoping to get an answer within the next minute, all right? And then you don't. So do I call? Do I stay awake until they text me back? I can't call them. It's after 11. You see what I mean? And this is what we do. We need to learn to shut it off. But even more importantly, you need to have an agreement with your boss, with your employer, when your alone time is. Because we're just as guilty. I've done that too with some of my nurses. They forgot to do something during, you know, during office hours, and they forgot to tell me what happened with the patient. Well, I need to know, so I text them, you know, did the CAT scan results ever come back? Did this, what happened, blah, blah, blah. And I hate texting them after work, but sometimes I do that, you know, because I need to know because they didn't tell me during office hours. But what you guys have to do is have some sort of a regimen or some sort of a protocol where, guys, look, we all want to be, you know, off work from this amount of time. Okay, if there are going to be after-hour calls, they have to be done between 9 and 9:15. Does everybody agree with that? If we have the type of job that has to have that done, and then it's back to alone time, okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But also, you can now subscribe to us on ConnectPal. ConnectPal will allow unlimited access, ways to get medical advice, send pictures, the variety of things that we're going to now be able to do on this website, and I'm pretty excited about it. So go to connectpal.com, check it out. I'm pretty excited. This was kind of concerning to me. They say rape victims in Louisiana are being charged for hospital exams. This comes out of Time Magazine. Many victims, they say, of sexual assault are being forced to literally pay for the checkup and the exam and STD follow-up, etc. This was an investigation being reported by Time, by the Times Pacayan found that many victims of sexual assault were being billed by hospitals after they sought treatment and charged thousands of dollars. Now, the Violence Against Women Act, which was amended back in 2005, stipulates that sexual assault victims should not be billed for medical forensic exams in the wake of their attack. All right? So it includes like a rape kit, a SANE exam, an exam for physical trauma, determination of penetration, interview, collection of evidence, etc. According to Rebecca Catalanello of the Times Picayune, reports that by that definition, costs for procedures that are a regular part of the screening, like pregnancy tests, HIV, all right, could unfortunately not be covered by that and then therefore be considered extra. And so many people said that they were charged for the ER room. They were charged for being seen by the hospital, etc. One woman was sexually assaulted pretty violently, received two medical bills following her visit to the hospital. It came to $4,200. I guess her mother had reported if, you know, prisoners get treated for free, you know, this doesn't make sense. Now, here's the thing. Okay, there are supposed to be reimbursements. Like, for example, Louisiana Crime Victims Reparations Board, they will reimburse. Apparently, though, the victims have to file charges against the rapists. The victims must be clear of felonies on their own records in the last 5 years. They cannot have been involved in illegal activity at the time of the rape, like underage drinking, etc. And so even though there are these groups out there that will help some of the victims' costs, sometimes there's a lot of stipulations with that, and they're allowed to. If it's a private group, they are allowed to. But we hear right now that 15 states now pay for tests for sexually transmitted diseases and medication prescribed in the course of the forensic exam, and only 13 states actually pay for pregnancy tests. They say only 10 states cover the cost of the emergency room fees for sexual assault victims, and the number of states that cover the cost of treating injuries sustained during the sexual assault is only 5 states. Now, obviously, this is extremely concerning because if somebody is afraid of hospital costs, and we all are, okay, even with health insurance, we all are, it's hard enough once you're attacked to go to a hospital and go through an exam after being attacked. You're embarrassed. You're hurt. You know, to go through that, but then let alone think you're going to have to pay for it. There's a lot of obstacles here to having justice done and to making sure you don't have long-term health sequelae from that. So I'm for there being some sort of government funding or something that will help protect and encourage people to go and get screened. This is some serious stuff. Now, I understand why the hospital charges. If nobody's paying for this, I mean, hospitals can only do so much for free. I think what's happened in the medical community, people think that hospitals make so much money, doctors make so much money, that they should do stuff for free, and they do. They do stuff for free all the time because they don't get paid by a lot of, insurance companies or by a lot of patients. And that's been an unspoken truth that's been going on for decades. All of a sudden now in the recession, we're starting to see these facilities close down. We're starting to see these facilities tighten up. I can't tell you how many shocked patients I have say, you know what, the hospital wouldn't take me. Because I couldn't pay, the ER kicked me out. I'm like, really? Yeah. I couldn't show proof of payment. I didn't have a credit card. So they wouldn't take me. They kicked me out. So now I'm back here with you. And, you know, I'll do the best I can, but things are changing. Okay? You know, everybody thought that the money just kept flowing and things could be free. Well, a lot of hospitals are privately run. Okay? There's only so much they could do. They have to stop the bleeding, unfortunately. So now you have victims who are getting bills. That's exactly what ends up being the result. Now, we should have government funding. We should. Okay? And we should have, I understand, stipulations for receiving funding, you know. You don't want somebody to go, oh, you know what, the condom broke, darn, let me go get checked for free. Now, there are free STD clinics already throughout many cities. There are. So there are supposed, even with the health department, ways for you to get inexpensive STD screening. All right? But when it comes to people who are victims of sexual assault, there should be, I mean, considering what the money that we put into our prison systems now, something that these men and women could, used towards their costs. I'm just shocked that this type of situation is occurring. But I don't think we have any answers. I really don't. I think our big concern right now is how to still give all the freebies that we always have and keep our place open. I have that conversation with my staff all the time. And it's not that, you know, there's a lot of things that we just don't charge for because it costs us money, you know, to try to recuperate money for it. A lot of things we do for free that we probably shouldn't. You know, there's things doctors can code for that you don't even realize. You know, doctors can you know, charge you for phone calls, et cetera. Insurance companies may not pay for it, but there's doctors right now saying, look, guys, you'll just pay us a yearly fee. And you'll get a phone call from the doctor, you'll get in same day, you'll do that. So you're starting to see a lot of medical offices start to conform and say, look, looks like the money's up, now we're in trouble. If I was a smarter businesswoman, I would have thought of this years ago, but I still don't even want to think about it because I didn't go into medicine to be a business person. I went into medicine to help patients, okay? And I figured I'd have some job security because there's always a stream of patients. I can help people, I can make a nice living, I can have an office, I can employ people, and it would be all good and happy and growing and, you know, and no. This recession just completely blew all of that apart. But my suggestion to you all is whatever you thought was free or would be covered, whatever you thought that was, always in the back of your head expect to be no more. We just heard of another community clinic closing down in my city. And, you know, we're trying to build a pediatric clinic right now. And, you know, to get free kids care. When you hear of clinics closing, you know, because I would always send people there. I'm like, look, if you guys don't have money, there's a clinic over there with the medical school. There's a clinic over there with the university. You or the hospital. Go there. Well, if that clinic doesn't exist anymore, where do these people go? And you might have always thought, okay, I could always go to the free clinic. I could always, no. Okay? And I know a lot of you guys don't have money, but some of you do. Some of you do, and you spend it on other things. I mean, how many of you have a separate bank account for health issues? How many of you have put money aside, like our grandparents used to have to, where they had a account for medical bills? I remember my parents saying, you always need to do that. Try to have a little bank account for medical bills. Don't touch it for Christmas presents. Don't touch it for other things, but for medical bills. I'm like, you know, I hardly have any money to my name. The last thing I'm going to be thinking about is that. I'll always have health insurance. Well, the time has come where things are going back to the olden days where you're going to probably have to pay for certain things of your health care. And you're going to have to pay out of pocket. You know how many people are mad that they have to pay for their flu shots? Flu shots are going up. I'm hearing flu shots. I sell flu shots for about $25. I'm hearing some people, the flu shots are $30, $35. Things are going up. Whatever you thought was once, it's not like that anymore. Generic medications are expensive. Things are expensive. And you have to mentally screw money away because your health is more important than all of it. Your health is more important than Hanukkah presents, Christmas presents. Your health is more important than getting your nails done, getting that new suit. Okay? And we are not putting money away because we thought there was always a system in place. And now we're finding that that system includes now a $12,000 deductible or no more free clinics or we have to show some sort of proof or pay a $200 deposit. All right? And it's frustrating. The other thing that's really frustrating people is they don't see if they're getting their money's worth. You give a hospital a $200 deposit. $200 is a lot of money. You go to a department store and get a couple pieces of clothing that you can maybe wear a few times. I wear my clothes over and over and over again for years. $200 maybe gives you something substantial. But many of you are upset. You go to the hospital, $200, what do you get? Especially if the doctor says, no, I'm not going to give you any medicine, it's viral. Well, you're paying for the doctor's time, but it's very frustrating for people because that's a lot of money. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, ConnectPal. Go to ConnectPal.com and subscribe. Get unlimited access to all the good medical scoop and any one-on-one medical advice you need. It's pretty exciting what we've launched right now, and I want you guys to check it out at ConnectPal.com. So this respiratory illness that we've been talking about over the last couple weeks, It's up to 277 confirmed cases in over 40 states. Now, do not mix this up with Ebola. Okay, this is a respiratory illness that we have been battling now over the last few weeks, completely different from Ebola, and it's affecting mostly children, according to the CDC. This virus, called the Enterovirus 68, or the EVD68, was identified about 50 years ago, was rarely tested, but it only started to get a lot of attention last month as we start to see hundreds of cases linked to this virus. According to USA Today, quoting Mark Planch, of director of CDC's Division of Viral Diseases, the severity is what triggered our concern. Now, mild symptoms are like a cold. These enteroviruses cause common colds, right? We've seen them sneezing, coughing, etc. You know, stuff we've dealt with. However, the progressive nature of this virus is leading some of these kids to wheezing, problems breathing, and even paralysis. The CDC is investigating right now whether 9 cases in Colorado of children with muscle weakness or paralysis are linked to the virus. The 9 children had respiratory illness about 2 weeks before they started to experience varying degrees of limb weakness. The CDC says lab results for the EVD68 do not indicate how widespread the cases are in each state, because a lot of people, like, coming into my office, oh, I got a cold. You know, it's fine. Okay, you got a cold. You know, do some fluids. Watch. We can try some decongestants. Let's keep an eye on them. Whatever. I mean, we're not testing everybody for this. Right now, I live in Nevada. Nevada is not one of the states being named that has it. But look at how quickly this has now spread to 40 states. The health agency and a handful of state public health officials are working through a backlog of multiple hundreds of specimens with more coming in. So just because you hear of the number 277, you need to assume that number is a heck of a lot more, because those are the only cases that have thus far gotten confirmed. So far, half of the specimens the labs have tested have come back positive for EVD68, and the number of confirmed cases is likely to grow nationwide as the testing continues. I guess last year, there was only maybe a dozen cases of the virus. Now, whoa. Okay, they say infants, children, and teens are most at risk to get sick, especially children with asthma. And they don't know why this is coming around now. Okay, we do understand that there's some changes with the cold, and there, I don't know, maybe another polar vortex, and some of the northern states were starting to deal with some cold temperatures a little early. But, you know, a lot of these states affect as far south as Texas, New Mexico, Georgia, Alabama. So the CDC was notified first of 19 patients in Kansas City, Missouri, and had, I guess a few days later, had 11 patients reported in Chicago. All right, now we're looking at the 9 cases in Colorado where there's weakness or paralysis that they're checking right now. They have, let's see, in Texas, 10 cases confirmed in Dallas County. New Jersey, 30 children have been hospitalized at Jersey Shore University Medical Center in Neptune. Now, luckily, we've seen most of these kids dramatically improve. Thank God. However, there was a 4-year-old boy that died in Hamilton, New Jersey, of an unidentified respiratory illness. Right now, it's unclear if the EVD68 is a part of that or responsible, but obviously we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. So this is something that is, you know, obviously concerning us, because, you know, we're watching everything going on in the news with ISIS and now Hong Kong and Ebola, et cetera. Yet there's this respiratory virus kind of floating around the United States now that could paralyze your kid. Whoa. So, again, that's what Dr. Dolly is for. I'll keep you guys posted and keep on this. And your job is, if any of your children start to show any signs of, you know, cough, sneezing, colds, and anything that may seem a little bit atypical, any sort of wheezing, you may be like, oh, maybe it's their asthma acting up. I would have just that index of suspicion raised just a little bit and said, look, I know there's this respiratory virus that I know that's causing wheezing, et cetera, and God forbid paralysis. Can you please look at it? You know, and I'm looking at maybe this is a Guillain-Barré type of sequelae where you start to have antibodies that start to fight, and sometimes that could affect your nervous system. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's an Israeli circumcision device that is now provoking a bunch of, I guess, outcry in South Africa. This is interesting. You know, South Africa, as well as many African nations, are trying to urge circumcision to prevent the spread of HIV. Okay? And I guess there's an Israeli circumcision device that is supposed to perform the circumcision in a manner such that people aren't dying from these botched initiation ceremonies or these botched circumcisions. Now, the reason why there are, I guess there's an outcry from union allies of the ruling party because they support sanctions against the Jewish state. So then they don't want an Israeli circumcision device. I guess every year dozens of teenage South African males die of blood loss or infection from traditional circumcision practices or the ceremonies when they are being, I guess, going through the rite of passage, going into manhood. You know, in the Jewish religion, these kids are done at the seventh, eighth day, getting their circumcision and the foreskin taken off. Many kids of non-Jewish descent, they get circumcisions too. You know, it gets done a lot of times at the hospital or in the doctor's offices when the kids are a week old. And then, you know, kid hopefully doesn't remember it. Hopefully it's as painless as it could be. You know, we hope. I love the Mogen clamp way, the way the Orthodox Jews do with the moils. It's quicker and the kid doesn't have to be strapped down and you hardly hear the baby cry. It's a much more easier, you know, way to do it. But a lot of doctors aren't trained on the Mogen clamp, so we do the Gomco or the Plasti Bell or other types of methods. And, you know, but we do them when the children are young. There's other religions where it's done at age 13. And that's when they become a man. I believe in the Muslim religion, etc. And so when you're older, more blood flow, more pain, more chance of infection. Little babies, you know, moms are changing their diaper, moms are keeping them clean, etc. You know, you have a boy that was just circumcised, he's going to run and hide. I mean, that's pretty painful stuff. Okay, you know, letting mommy clean it doesn't seem to be as easier when the kid's a baby. Not to mention if they live in an area where they just don't have the type of antiseptics like we do here. And so I guess this device is called Prepex. All right. And I guess the government right now is studying the advice, and it's supposed to be something that'll, it's a disposable, because again, you know, if they're using the same sort of instrument on these boys, then you're spreading germs, you're spreading disease, etc. So this would be a non-surgical disposable type of device, they say. It's endorsed by the World Health Organization, has been piloted in several nonprofit sites across South Africa, etc. Sorry, I don't have any pictures of this. But right now, Prepex is being used in Rwanda, Uganda, and Kenya. So they're hoping, according to the World Health Organization, male circumcision reduces the risk of heterosexually acquiring HIV in men about 60%. And that's a pretty good number. And maybe even the number could be higher. It's just, you know, it's kind of difficult to, you know, find subjects who want to volunteer for the study. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. All right. When we come back, a lot of you guys ask me how long should you store food in the fridge? We got some advice here we're going to talk to you guys about. And we're also going to talk about how ADHD can already hamper these kids as early as 7, 8 years old, even 6 years old. So why it may be important to identify attention deficit early. Also, if we have time before the end of the show, walking is now considered the superfood of fitness. Walking is now the number one way that anybody should try to lose weight. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALLY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I got a lot of food in my fridge. Some of it stinks. Some of it doesn't. Some of it has multiple colors. Yeah, I never thought greens turn brown and browns turn green. You know, that's very confusing. You know, a brown piece of bread should be brown. And a green piece of green, but blows my mind that molds can be blue. By the way, microscopically, molds are gorgeous. They look disgusting on your food and it makes you want to vomit, but microscopically, it's pretty damn good looking. Yeah. If you guys ever want to really be just completely blown away, take a microbiology course. I think it is one of the, it was probably my favorite course in all of my training. So microbiology, we had little auger plates, and you kind of put the bacteria on the auger, and then you kind of swipe it this way, and then you swipe it this way, and then you swipe it this way, and then a couple days later, you got all these little tiny bacteria, and they stink. You know, and it's like, whoa, cool. And then you drop like these little tiny, antibiotic little circular things on there. And by the way, guys, I told you guys what I did, you know, for my kids. Oh, you know, no, shoot, I can't. One of my kids are here. I can't say anything. Never mind. Okay, we'll talk later. But anyway, okay. Anyway, cool stuff. Okay, so how long is too long to keep food in the fridge? Okay, hold on a second. All right, let me see. Oh, sorry, somebody's texting me. It's my husband. Can I throw out the milk? All right, no, don't throw out the milk yet, okay? Usually you guys have those expiration dates on there, all right? But sometimes, as you can tell, the expiration dates may not be all that. Don't just trust an expiration date. Smell the food, all right? I need you to know your smell. You need to know you need to know what fresh foods, you know, a lot of you guys don't smell food. Anything smells off, it's off. I'm telling you that right now. The other day, I had some, cold cuts. And I just could smell just a little bit off. It just was a little off. Even though it was fresh, and it still tasted good. And I tell myself, I better not eat it because I'm going to get diarrhea. And I'm like, nah, you know what? It's probably fine. I'm overreacting. Lo and behold, over the weekend, I had diarrhea. Now, that's not fun. But trust your nose. That's first and foremost, okay? According to FoxNews.com, they talk about the expiration, saying these are safety dates that are usually found on fresh foods like deli meats, dry goods, infant formula. According to Cheryl Luptowski, home safety expert at NSF International, says if you use food past that date, there is a risk for foodborne illness. Now, unlike medications, where some of these medications can last years, not that I would ever recommend you guys to do that, but we've seen things last years and still be good. Do not mess with food. The best if used by. These dates indicate when a food's quality or freshness may start to deteriorate. So some of you will say, wait a second. Expiration date or best if used by mean two different things. Well, it kind of does. So you guys will get some bread, okay? It's what day? What, September 29th right now? So you guys, well, let's say it's October 2nd. And I go, you know what? It still tastes good, so it's fine. So, you know, thank you, grocery store, for telling us best if used by, but you can keep your opinion to yourself. Not always, okay? That's in ideal situations that the food could taste long, you know, et cetera. Okay? And then sometimes you see sell by. All right, you'll be in a grocery store like a bakery, and you'll see these cookies, and the cookies will be sell by October 8th or sell by October 5th. You know, and you're like, well, I'll pick the October 8th. I do that all the time. I sit there and I dig, and I muscle it up. Yeah, everything's all nice and neat, and I'm going in for the deepest cookies. Right, okay. Manufacturers put those dates on products so stores know how long to display the food. But they say never buy the food if the sell-by date has expired or if you have it at home past the date. Okay, you know, well, the date, if you have it at home past the date, it's probably okay because they might have factored in that extra couple days, but I would be very careful in terms of, you know, so, you know, duh. Okay, anyway, so the safest way to store food, they say refrigerate, obviously refrigerate, okay? What I would not do is leave something out and then refrigerate because then you're going to start to grow the bugs. Now, what should your thermometer setting be on your refrigerator? Set about 40 degrees, all right? They say 40 degrees or colder, and you want to store the perishable items in the most coldest spots, all right? They say never put fruit in the sun to ripen because the heat from the sun could cause bacteria to grow. All right, so those are little things that I think a lot of us do. We leave the fruit out, and then the sun comes in from the window, so you want to keep sun in a shaded, or a food in a shaded place. Be careful of the light in the refrigerator. The light in the refrigerator a lot of times warms up that area, so you want to be careful. Fruits and vegetables, they say always look for mold, bruises, damage, because the food could have been exposed to temperatures or transportation that caused it to deteriorate more quickly. They said you could keep produce uncut for a few weeks, but if you cut up your fruit, it's only good about 3-4 days. Pantry items, canned and dried goods, spices and nuts, usually don't go bad if it's used by the date. All right, but of course, any cans or anything that have bulges or certain leaks, do not mess with. And when you're talking, we're talking about baby food, do not use baby food or formula past the date on the package. Now, what about milk, cheese, or yogurt? They say discard these after the date on the package. Do not store them on the door where it's warmer. Remember, the door and right by the light is warmer than deep inside, like the crisper and things like that. Milk should be okay to drink 7 to 10 days after the sell-by date, as long as you keep it cold. That's interesting. Soft cheeses, they say, are okay to eat up to a week. Hard cheeses, 1 to 4 weeks. You can also freeze cheese for up to 9 months, but be very careful cutting the cheese. Eggs. Uncooked eggs can be refrigerated for 3 to 5 weeks. Some states require expiration dates, but many eggs are still safe to eat past the date. That's probably been my biggest faux pas. I'll have eggs in there. I'll cook them up. We'll eat them. Then one day I'll look at the box going, oh my gosh, these were expired. You got to be careful. But a lot of us, the eggs, you know, we don't notice. Again, cook them really, really good. Cook them good. Meat and chicken. They say raw ground meat and fresh poultry, that can be in the fridge for about a couple days. Other cuts can stay 3 to 5 days. They could stay frozen for months. Ground meat for months. Chicken steak roast 6 months. Defrost meat up to a day in the refrigerator. Do not defrost meat out on your counter. Fish and seafood. Fish should be cooked within 1 to 2 days, can be frozen for 3 to 6 months. Fatty fish like salmon have a shorter freezer life than lean fish like cod. Bread. Always follow the use-by date because a lot of times you will not see the mold once it starts to grow. Stored in the refrigerator will prolong freshness, but it may make it stale. You can also freeze bread up to 3 months. Leftovers. Throw out leftovers within 3 to 4 days. But if you're going to freeze them, you got to freeze the leftovers immediately, not after it was sitting on the table for 5 hours. You could freeze leftovers for up to 3 months. Onions and garlic, they say, that needs to be stored in a cool, dry place. They say yellow onions can stay fresh for a few weeks. Red onions can stay up to 30 days if they're cut or peeled. You got to store them in the fridge. Garlic can be kept at room temperature for a couple months. But once you peel garlic, it's got to get refrigerated, and you got to use it within 5 to 10 days. And what about oil? Storing oil in a cool, dark place away from the sunlight and heat should be fine. But if the oil smells funny, you got to throw out oil. You know, there's a lot of things we leave out. Ketchup. Remember there was a study looking at, can you keep ketchup out, mustard out, etc.? Definitely not mayonnaise. Peanut butter we keep out all the time, but it could still grow bacteria. What I say, when in doubt, throw it out. Or when in doubt, don't leave it out. And stick it in the fridge. See, because it rhymes, when in doubt. See, it's just easy. You know, when in doubt, pull out. You know, there's a lot of different sayings being used for that, okay? But you could definitely, project or translate that to what we're talking about with food. So that is how long is too long to keep food in the fridge. That's pretty damn good. Okay. All right. ADHD can hamper school performance as early as the second grade. Children between 6 and 8 years old who were tested and scored high for ADHD symptoms were more likely to get lower grades in elementary school and have trouble fitting in with other kids. Already at that stage, these kids need to know how to pay attention. That's where they start to learn a lot of their behavior, their role, what school is supposed to be. Researchers discovered that about 80% of young children with ADHD symptoms had not been diagnosed with a disorder. I don't want people overdiagnosing, but I think intervention is key. And we got to start we need to start jumping on this early. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Talk to you soon.
Hang me down in a little watch. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Yeah, hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.